From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Next week, journalists of color will gather in Chicago for this year's Unity Convention. Barack Obama and John McCain were scheduled to speak at a presidential candidates' forum. But according to journalist and columnist Richard Prince of the Maynard Institute, that event is, quote, all but dead. Richard Prince joins me now. Richard, how are you?
Hi, Farai. Good to talk with you.
Well, tell us a little bit about the importance of Unity, first of all, and about this conference.
Well, the Unity Conference is the Unity Group is a coalition of the journalists of color organizations, the National Association of Black Journalists, National Association of Hispanic Journalists, Asian American Journalists Association, and the Native American Journalists Association. And it is, as you said, the largest assemblage of journalists of color in the country and possibly the world. We're not sure about that. But in any case, they've been doing this since 1994. They did it every 5 years. They rescheduled it every 4 years to take advantage of the presidential election years.
Richard, let me ask you just to cut in a little bit.
Sure.
About the importance of this conference. I mean, 4 years ago, you had a huge amount of political participation in terms of people who came who were candidates or, of course, the sitting president. What's the importance of this convention politically? What has it been in terms of journalists?
Well, last year, both Senator Obama and Senator Clinton were at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention. At that time, the talk in all the media was, is Obama black enough? This was an occasion, and he used the occasion to address that issue and say, and he said, enough already. You know, I'm definitely black enough. After that, he went and talked with the Trotter Group, which is a group of African-American columnists. And at that meeting, we saw a more nuanced version of Obama who had a black perspective on world events and on national events. You can't underestimate the importance of being able to reach journalists who are spreading the message, as perhaps this week's flap over the New Yorker illustrates.
Now, we spoke with Unity President Karen Lincoln Michelle. She said that this report was, quote, inaccurate, and she said she was unable to confirm their attendance, said that Obama would release a schedule in the next 24 hours, which would clarify his attendance. What do you make of that?
Well, all I know is that the press secretary for the German prime minister announced today that Obama will be meeting with Angela Merkel, the prime minister of Germany, that same day. So it could be that maybe they're trying to get Obama to come some other day, but it's not going to be that day. And McCain, of course, is scheduled to be in Columbus, Ohio, at the Lance Armstrong's Live Strong, a town hall meeting and event for cancer research.
If your report is correct, what does it say, if anything, about the influence of this group? And what I mean specifically is that we have seen just this week both candidates speak to the NAACP. And what makes Unity different is that it really is this conglomeration of the Black, Latino, Asian American, and Native American journalist groups. But does it kind of mean that the diversity moment is over, that there's just not enough room for two in 10 days?
No, I'm not sure about that. Both candidates also have sought Latino votes by going to Latino organizations. And every time I would ask the McCain campaign about attending Unity, they would always say, well, you know, he's going to the Urban League and the NAACP. So that's the way they look at it. They're not really looking at this as journalists, I don't think, as, you know, which interest groups can I check off, which box should I check off for various interest groups. And McCain has checked off his black box, and so therefore didn't feel the need, and the Latino box with the Latinos, to attend Unity.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Farai. Good to be here.
That was journalist and columnist Richard Prince of the Maynard Institute, and we're going to continue our roundtable with a couple more folks, Bruce Dixon, managing editor of the online news journal BlackAgendaReport.com, and Deidre Childress, editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer's Weekend Magazine. Welcome, guys.
How you doing?
Welcome.
So, Deidre, I understand that you also have a role at the NABJ. What's that?
I am the national secretary for the Association of Black Journalists. And Obama was, as Richard mentioned, he did come to our convention last year. We had an opportunity to hear him up close, very personal, in a great setting. And it's disappointing that he is not likely to be at our convention this Thursday. But as Karen Lincoln-Michaels said, there are some negotiations continuing. I think there'll be a news release in the next 24 hours with his intentions towards the alliance partners. And I think this could still have a positive outcome. I'm very hopeful about it because he has been good to our organization in the past. I think one of the reasons that he may have to do what he's doing next week is he really has to look at his appearance in front of American voters in terms of foreign policy. If you look at the New York Times today, each morning he has a cast of 300 advisors talking to him about foreign policy, despite the fact that he's a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So I think that trip has probably taken precedence over us.
I assume you're going to be at the convention?
Definitely. I'm going to be there from Monday through next Sunday, and we are still hoping to hear from him, as well as Senator McCain, and I think there'll be an announcement tomorrow.
All right. Bruce, are you going?
Don't think so. I've got a project in North Carolina and in Atlanta here that's going to be keeping me busy right then.
What do you think, if the candidates are not able to make an appearance, is that a bad thing?
Well, the number one rule if you're a presidential candidate is that you do not want unrestricted questions coming to you. You just don't want that. So that's not a good thing. If you can't control the audience and you can't control the questions, candidates just don't like that stuff. Number two, it's kind of the wrong question to ask, what does this say about the influence of unity that the presidential candidates won't come and speak before you, because journalists don't get their legitimacy from the willingness of candidates or powerful people to talk to them. That's kind of the wrong way to go on that. That journalists get their legitimacy by telling the truth, whether the candidates or the office holders like it or not.
Bruce, so, I want to move on to another topic. Nelson Mandela today celebrates his 90th birthday. After a series of public celebrations, he is spending the day in his home in rural South Africa. And in an interview at his home, Mandela was asked if he had a message for the world. Let's listen to what he said.
Many people in South Africa who are rich, who can share those riches with people who are not so fortunate, who have not been able to conquer poverty. If you look around, even in towns, not only the countryside, even in towns, there's a lot of poverty.
Bruce, this is a man who spent decades in prison, came out, was on the terrorist watch list until recently, or the terrorism list in the United States. He's lived so many lives. What do you think he's done with his post-presidency period?
Well, he's done about the best you can do with this post-presidency period. He went to jail as head of a movement and emerged as head of a nation. He got into office and got out with his reputation pretty much intact. And he cut the best deal, I guess, that he thought he could. But there is still, just like he says, a lot of poverty and a lot of want in South Africa. Miriam Makeba, I think, said it best right before the first South African election. She said that they gave us the flag, but they got to keep the money. And that's basically what you see in South Africa now. South Africa is under the same kind of neoliberal regime that much of the rest of Africa is in, and the poor being squeezed by privatizations of water and electricity, and they're being driven deeper into debt. Wages are going down, and it's just a sad, sad situation. It's much, much better than the apartheid era, but there's still a whole lot to go. There's still a long, long road, like Mandela says, and a lot to do.
Deirdre, I want to move on to our final topic. Barack Obama is gearing up for a trip to Iraq, the Middle East, and Europe. It'll be his first as the presumptive Democratic nominee, and with the top three nightly news anchors, they're all going. Katie Couric, Brian Williams, and Charlie Gibson. Some 200 journalists are vying for other spots, and you know, there hasn't been the same love from journalists for McCain. He toured Iraq back in March, met with Iraqi and U.S. military officials, but he was not accompanied by any of these top network anchors. Is that a double standard?
I think there has been a little bit in this area, because it just seems like when you look at the reports across the nation, anything that Barack does related to the Muslim world, Islamic communities, seems to get far more attention than the attention that we've been giving to Senator McCain in this area. And I think it's important for him to go. I think it's important for him to do. And in some ways, maybe this is about answering a question a lot of voters have about him in terms of his foreign policy experience when it's stacked up against Senator McCain.
Bruce, some conservatives are irked by this. Some are accusing the media of acting like groupies following a rock star on a world tour. Is there any truth to that?
Well, we'll see. I mean, he hasn't landed in Iraq yet, so we don't know exactly what the coverage of him in Iraq is going to look like. There is a kind of convergence of interest, though, between the Obama campaign and the mainstream media, because the mainstream media haven't been reporting much about the Iraq conflict at all. It's dwindled to a backstory or no story at all. And Obama faces a little bit of danger there, because many of his constituents think that he's the candidate who wants to end the war. And they may find out differently once he goes over there. So the whole moment is fraught with danger for Mr. Obama, and it's problematic for the media anyway, just because they don't really want to cover the war.
Deirdre, very quickly, what should we as journalists do in terms of parity between the two candidates? Do we deserve to give them equal time?
I think we need to really focus on that. I'm thinking about the New Yorker cover that came out this week, and people were saying, well, why don't we have a New Yorker cover, satire with some satire about Senator McCain? I think it's up to us to try to work within our standards as journalists to try to keep things fair, equal, and to constantly seek the truth.
All right. On that note, thank you both.
Thank you.
Deirdre Childress is editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer's Weekend Magazine and joined us from the Audio Post studios in Philadelphia. And Bruce Dixon is the managing editor of BlackAgendaReport.com and joined us from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting.